This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado politicians are condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Senator John Hickenlooper says the U.S. is ready to support the people of Ukraine, and he supports President Biden's additional sanctions on Russia. While condemning the attack, Congressman Doug Lamborn also criticized Biden's foreign policy. He wants the president to support more U.S. oil and natural gas production to enhance economic and national security. Xcel Energy wants customers to pay $550 million for the extra natural gas supplied during a recent storm. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
The company says the 2021 event was unprecedented, and recouping costs with higher gas rates is reasonable. The Colorado Office of the Utility Consumer Advocate, Deputy Director Joseph Pereira, says the company did not plan properly.
It had no plans in place on how to run fuel oil. It had no plans in place related to conservation messaging.
The case is being heard before the Colorado Public Utilities Commission. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Retired educators, bus drivers, and others could return to work in rural schools without hurting their pensions under a bill passed by the Colorado House today. Durango Representative Barbara McLaughlin.
You have the experience and you know that you're helping the next generation of students get the education they need without a 40-person classroom. I think it could be enticing.
Nurses and classroom aides were added to the bill that now goes to the Senate. You're listening to CPR News.